When you think of Padre Pio, you probably imagine prayer, penance, and miracles. But not jokes. Stay tuned for some surprising, funny moments from the life of this holy friar. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're joining us for the first time or returning, we're glad you're here. Today's story from Padre Pio's life may inspire you in ways you didn't expect. Now let's dive into today's story. Today I've prepared something a little lighter for you. A collection of lesser-known stories from the life of our beloved saint. These are sourced from the book Padre Pio, Heavenly Facts and Words of Wisdom by Giuseppe Cacciopoli, and they really showcase his quick wit and down-to-earth nature. Let's start with a story that proves Padre Pio's sense of humor could be wonderfully playful, even when it came to his own miracles. Listen to this. A fellow friar from the convent in San Giovanni Rotondo, Brother Modestino, once showed Padre Pio a bottle of local wine he had just bought in town, and asked him to bless it. Padre Pio made the blessing, and then, with a broad smile, said, "Well, this is my first miracle of the day." Brother Modestino didn't understand why he had said that, but he shared the wine with the other friars, and it was excellent. Only later did he learn the truth. The winemaker had been jailed for making fake wine from powders, not grapes. Padre Pio's blessing had turned a fraud into a fine vintage. Now, back in the day when Padre Pio's fame was on the rise, many people were skeptical about his miracles and holiness, while others simply didn't know what to think. Listen to this. A Dominican friar found out that the nuns in a convent in Pompeii were deeply divided over Padre Pio. Some believed he was a saint, while others thought he was a fraud. To settle the matter, the friar decided to visit San Giovanni Rotondo in civilian clothes. While waiting in line for confession, Padre Pio motioned for him to come over and said, "Go put on your habit, then come back and I will hear your confession." The Dominican replied, "Padre, I came here to find out something, and I found what I needed to know." Just like that Dominican friar, you too can move from curiosity to a deeper connection. By becoming a protected child of Padre Pio, you do more than just learn about his life. You share in his mission of guiding souls closer to God. Your support helps bring Padre Pio's example to searching people around the world. And in turn, your own intentions will be remembered every month in a Holy Mass. And you'll receive a personalized certificate, a photo of Padre Pio, and his favorite prayer booklet. Click the link below to begin this special journey and place your life under Padre Pio's loving guidance. Now back to our stories. Once, during a thunderstorm, a friar grew nervous and said to Padre Pio, "Father, let's move away from the transformer. 10 people were killed yesterday." Padre Pio replied, "We run no such risk. There are only 2 of us here." Padre Pio was known for having an incredibly busy schedule, especially in his later years when the hospital in San Giovanni Rotondo was being built. Many wondered if he ever found time to sleep. Well, on one occasion, he gave a pretty clear hint. One day, Padre Pio asked a sleepy young man how long he had slept the previous night. 6 or 7 hours, the man replied. Padre Pio shot back, "That's as much as I sleep in a year." There was also a time when Padre Pio had been feeling unwell for quite a while, and the friars tried to convince him to go to the hospital as an inpatient. He dismissed them, saying, "What do you think the doctors know?" One of the friars, a bit confused, reminded him, But Father, you built the hospital. To which Padre Pio replied, yes, but the hospital is for the sick, not for the doctors. And finally, a beautiful mix of his humility and humor, Cleonice Morcaldi, one of Padre Pio's first spiritual daughters, once said to him, Padre, you suffer so much because you had the imprudence of offering yourself for all humanity. Padre Pio answered, well, a fool was needed for this. Even in his suffering, Padre Pio's humility shone through, always ready to laugh at himself, even while carrying the cross for others. I hope these stories brought a smile to your face, reminding us that holiness doesn't mean losing your sense of humor. May we too learn to find lightheartedness, even in the midst of our own trials. And may Padre Pio, who knew how to laugh and how to love, intercede for us all. Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed this video, please like and share to help spread Padre Pio's message. Don't forget to subscribe and click the bell so you never miss our latest uploads. Want to deepen your connection with Padre Pio? Consider becoming a protected child of Padre Pio, a special way to grow spiritually and be part of our prayerful community. You'll find a link to the join page in the description below. Check out the recommended videos on the end screen or the links in the description for more inspiring content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.